Perhaps it's not surprising many car manufacturers are struggling. A new study by ComSec shows motor vehicles are the cheapest they've been in more than 30 years, and competition is fierce. To discuss the figures, I'm joined in the studio by our business reporter, Michael Yander. Good morning, Michael. Tell me more about these car prices.
Well, Tony, according to the ComSec study, cars are more affordable than at any time since 1976. Now, that's based on comparing average weekly average earnings with the cost of a new car. And someone on an average wage would now need to work only around 30 weeks to buy a new Commodore or Falcon. A year and a half ago, that would have been 32 weeks. A decade ago, an extra 2 months of work. Cars have also gotten better in the meantime, which means you're actually getting more bang for your buck as well. And of course, imported cars, including luxury cars, are around their cheapest levels in a decade, which is due to the effect of that Australian dollar. The cost of a Porsche, for instance, was down around $2,500 over the last 3 years, due to rising wages over the past decade. An average worker could now buy a luxury car like a Porsche on 83 weeks' wages rather than 2.5 years' worth of wages just a decade ago. Although, like many products, Australians are actually paying more for the same model of car in most cases than Americans, because not all of this Australian dollar benefits being passed on. But overall, Australian motorists have benefited largely from tariff cuts over the past couple of decades. ComSec's chief economist Craig James says tariff reductions are one of the main reasons car prices have dropped.
You go back to the 1980s and the tariff on imported cars was 57.5%. Now the tariff is in the order of 5%. So imported cars have gained a lot in terms of share, and also in terms of car manufacturers, the fact that you have got free trade agreements with places like Thailand, seeing more cars coming in from that country and providing competition for our car manufacturers.
ComSec's chief economist Craig James there. Michael Yander, so is this the main reason Australian car factories then are struggling?
Yes, it is, Tony. There's been a shift to lower-wage countries like Thailand and South Africa, particularly Thailand in the case of Australia, because of that free trade agreement, which removes even the 5% tariff that still remains. And even Germany and Japan, manufacturing powerhouses, are shifting a lot of their car making to overseas countries. If you buy a Mercedes now, there's a good chance it'll come from South Africa. China and India are also emerging on the scene with car exports. They could be the next South Korea with a car industry that's sprung up there. So car makers aren't just struggling in Australia, they're struggling in most developed countries.
Business reporter Michael Yander.